بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. بإذن الله تعالى نحب أن نقرأ من هذا الكتاب الطيب مختصر أحكام الصيام، فنحن قد وصلنا إلى باب مهم: متى يجب صيام شهر رمضان؟ متى يجب صيام شهر رمضان؟ قال الشيخ: يجب صيام شهر رمضان برؤية هلاله أو إكمال عدة شعبان 30 يوما. يجب صيام شهر رمضان برؤية الهلال أو إكمال عدة شعبان، أي عدة شهر شعبان 30 يوما. Today, by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will be reading from this treatise, this summarized treatise of the rulings pertaining to fasting. Rulings pertaining to fasting. And we have arrived in this lesson today on the fourth lesson. Actually, it's the fifth lesson. The fifth lesson. When is it, and it is, when is it incumbent to fast the month of Ramadan? The Shaykh, he mentioned, it is incumbent to fast the month of Ramadan with the sighting of the Hilal, the sighting of the crescent, or the completion of the month of Sha'ban, if it is 30 days, because the month of Sha'ban is the month that comes prior to the month of Ramadan. So it's one of two matters. You either may see the new moon, the new moon may be sighted, and this may take place on 29 days. Or the month, if the month may need to be completed, because it's a possibility someone may not be able to see the crescent. Maybe it may be cloudy, or maybe it may be rainy that day or that evening. So if this is the case where no one sighted the new moon in 29 days, then you complete 30 days. يجب صيام شهر رمضان برؤية هلاله أو إكمال عدة شعبان 30 يوما، لما جاء في الصحيحين من حديث ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إذا رأيتموه فصوموا، وإذا رأيتموه فأفطروا، فإن غم عليكم فاقدروا له. فَقْدِرُوا لَهُ، يعني في رواية فَقْدِرُوا لَهُ وَفَقْدُرُوا لَهُ 30، أي فَقْدِرُوا لَهُ 30، بمعنى 30 يوما، 30 يوما. It is incumbent upon the Muslims to start the fasting of the Ramadan? Because this is the question. Mata yajibu siyam shahr Ramadan? When is it incumbent upon the Muslims to begin the fasting of the month of Ramadan? It's either by way of the moon, the new moon being sighted, meaning the crescent, or the completion of the month of Sha'ban, which is 30 days, if it turned out to be 30 days. It's a possibility that the new moon is sighted 29 days. That's why he mentioned by the sighting of the new moon, or the completion of the month of Sha'ban being 30 days. And the proof of that is the hadith that came on the authority of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. The hadith that came on the authority of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُوهُ فَصُومُوا. If you see the new moon, then start fasting. وَإِذَا رَأَيْتُمُوهُ فَأَفْطِرُوا. And if you see the new moon, then break the fast. Meaning, you break the fast by the sighting of the new moon as you begin your fast by the sighting of the moon, new moon. And he said at the end of the hadith, فَإِنْ غُمَّ عَلَيْكُمْ فَقْدُرُوا لَهُ. And if it is cloudy, if it's cloudy and it's not clear, the sky is not clear, then فَقْدِرُوا لَهُ ثَلَاثِينَ. Then complete 30 days. نرجو أن هذا مفهوم. وما هو الدليل على أن الشهر ربما يكون يعني 29 يوما. What is the proof that a month may be 29 days? The proof, الدليل هذا الحديث. الدليل على أن الشهر يكون 29 يوما. هذا الحديث. هذا الحديث. The proof that a month may be 29 days or 30 days. It may be, what's the proof that it can be 29 days? Is this hadith. وكذلك هناك حديث آخر. هناك أدلة كثيرة ولكن نذكر منها حديث عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها. لما مضت 29 يوما أو ليلة أعدهن دخل علي. قالت عائشة دخل علي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لما مضت 29 ليلة وأعدهن, يعني ما أراد أن يدخل على نسائه. قالت دخل علي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقالت له, يعني قال له, أقسمت أن لا تدخل علينا شهرا وإنك دخلت من 29. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الشهر 29 يوما. فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بين لها أن الشهر قد يكون 29 يوما. هذا الحديث رواه مسلم. ثم هناك حديث آخر أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الشهر هكذا هكذا هكذا, وأشار بعشرة أصابع يعني ثلاث مرات, وقال تسعة يا الشهر هكذا هكذا, ثم أشار بمرة ثالثة بتسعة وعشرين يعني أصبع, 29 أصبع. فهذا دليل آخر على أن الشهر قد يكون 29 يوما أو 30 يوما. This hadith that we mentioned where the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he said fast, يعني if you all sight the moon, then fast, then start fasting, and if you sight the new moon, then break your fast. He said, and if it is cloudy upon you, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُوهُ فَصُومُوا وَإِذَا رَأَيْتُمُوهُ فَافْطِرُوا فَإِنْ غُمَّ عَلَيْكُمْ فَاقْدِرُوا لَهُ ثَلَاثِينَ. هذا حديث دليل على أن الشهر قد يكون 29 يوما أو 30 يوما. وكذلك, this hadith that we mentioned, where the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, begin the fasting with the sighting of the moon, with the sighting of the crescent, and break the fast with the sighting of the new moon, meaning the crescent, and if it is not clear upon you, and if it's not, the sky is not clear, then complete 30 days. That's one proof that a month may be 29 days or 30 days. And then there's another hadith that's not mentioned here, but there's another hadith that came on the authority of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha that we mentioned, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had committed to not entering in upon his women, all of his wives, for a month. So then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he entered in upon her on 29 days. And she mentioned, O Messenger of Allah, you swore that you would not enter in upon us, and you entered upon me, and it is 29 days. Then the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that a month is 29 days. This hadith came in Sahih Muslim. وَيَكْفِي وَنَرْجُوا أَنَّ هَذَا مَفْهُومٌ يعني الخلاصة في هذه المسألة الخلاصة في هذه المسألة أن الشهر يعني الشهر شهر رمضان نبدأ صيام شهر رمضان برؤية الهلال أي برؤية هلال شهر رمضان أو بإكمال عدة شعبان 30 يوما. وقد ذكرنا الدليل حديث ابن عمر رضي الله عنه وكذلك حديث عائشة رضي الله عنها. نعم حديث ابن عمر دليل على أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال صوموا لرؤيته، إذا رأيتموه فصوموا وإذا رأيتموه فافطروا، هذا دليل. فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال فإن قم عليكم فافطروا له 30 يوم 30. نرجو أن هذا مفهوم. طيب، والدليل على أن الشهر قد يكون شهر 29 يوما حديث عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها، هذا الحديث دليل كذلك. وقال الشيخ ويكفي عدل واحد من المسلمين ليرى الهلال فيأخذ المسلمون بشهادته. يكفي عدل واحد لرؤية هلال، نرجو أن هذا مفهوم. والمسلمون كلهم يأخذون القول إذا كان عدل من المسلمين، يأخذون بقوله أي بشهادته. فقد ثبت في سنن ابن أبي داود عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال ترى الناس الهلال، فأخبرت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أني رأيته فصام وأمر الناس بصيامه. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أخذ قول صحابي واحد قال ترى الناس الهلال، كل الناس كانوا ينتظرون ويبحثون عن رؤية الهلال، فهذا دليل على أنه مشروع للمسلمين أن يبحثوا من أجل أن يروا الهلال. فقال ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال فرأيته فأخبرت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أني رأيته فصام، هذا دليل على أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يرى فضل ابن عباس في هذا الحديث، دليل على فضله، على فضل ابن عمر، أقصد على فضل ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أخذ بقوله فقال فصام، أي فصام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم برؤية ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما وأمر الناس بصيامه، النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أمر المسلمين بصيام من ذلك اليوم الذي بعد رؤية الهلال، أمر الناس بصيامه، سواء كان هذا العدل يعني نرجو أن هذا مفهوم. This narration, the Shaykh he mentioned that it is sufficient for one trustworthy person to witness the new moon. It's sufficient for the sighting of the moon to be from one trustworthy individual. And it is incumbent upon the Muslims to act upon that sighting. If one trustworthy individual sees the moon, the new crescent for the new month of Ramadan, it is incumbent upon the Muslims to follow that individual. But it is important for this one individual to be just, to be righteous, to be an individual who is trustworthy. Yani, shahadat al-adl, an individual who is just, a person who is upright, trustworthy individual. And everyone should follow suit and follow based on his sighting of the moon, even if they have not seen it themselves. And the proof of this legislation is the hadith that came in Sunan Abi Dawood on the authority of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, where he mentioned the people were looking for the crescent. People were searching for it. They were looking for it. And then I informed the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I saw it myself. And Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, he saw the crescent himself. And then after that, after Ibn Umar informed him of him seeing the crescent, everyone fasted along with the Prophet. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he fasted and he commanded the Muslims to fast also. He commanded all of the people to fast also. وهكذا سواء كان هذا العدل من الرجال أو من الإناث فكله تصلح شهادته لذلك. لو كان عدل واحد من المسلمين من الرجال أو النساء واجب على المسلمين أن يصوموا برؤيته. إذا كانت امرأة عادلة واجب على المسلمين أن يصوموا برؤيتها. هناك يعني بعض العلماء اختلفوا في هذا القول، ولكن القول الصحيح أن المرأة كذلك تصلح شهادتها، تصلح شهادتها، لأن هذا الخبر ديني، هذا خبر ديني، ويصلح لامرأة واحدة أن ترى أو تشاهد رؤية الهلال منها عندها. فجميع المسلمين عليهم أن يصوموا برؤيتها. The Shaykh, he mentioned that this ruling applies not just for a man, a righteous man, a trustworthy man. However, it also applies to a trustworthy woman. If a trustworthy woman, she sees the new moon, she's looking for the sighting of the new moon, the crescent. If she sees it also, if she sees it, her word should be taken as true. And there's differences of opinion regarding this matter. However, the correct position is that her sighting is to be accepted also, based on the fact that this woman is coming with a witnessing of a matter. This is khabar dini. This information with regards to the deen. نعم مثلا أردت أن تصلي الصلاة. طيب أردت أن تصلي في مكان وهناك امرأة رأتك تصلي إلى غير جهة القبلة. أخطأت في جهة القبلة. قال لا القبلة كذا. إلى ينتمي إلى يسار قليلا ليس إلى يمين كما أنت متجه إليه. فإذا كانت هذه المرأة هذه امرأة إذا كانت عدل إذا كانت امرأة عادلة لها عدالة فواجب عليك أن تقبل شهادتها, أن تقبل خبرها, لأن خبر هذا خبر ديني. إذا كان خبر ديني فيجوز قبوله. وبعض العلماء قالوا إن الأنثى لا تقبل شهادتها, لا تقبل شهادتها لا في رمضان ولا في غيره, لأن الذي رأى الهلال في عهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رجل, ابن عمر رضي الله عنه, مثل ابن عمر رضي الله عنه كما ذكرنا في الحديث سابقا. ولأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال فإن شهد شاهدان فصوموا أو افطروا, هذا في حديث آخر. فلذلك كثير من العلماء بعضهم يقولون أنه لا يجوز قبول رؤية هلال من امرأة, ولكن الدليل للمذهب أن هذا الخبر, المذهب الصحيح, الموقف الصحيح أن هذا خبر ديني يستوي فيه الذكور والإناث, كما استوى الذكور والإناث في الرواية, في روايات أحاديث, والرواية خبر ديني. نعم, وهذا قول كثير من العلماء, يعني هذا الموقف موقف الصحيح, وهذا الموقف عليه كذلك يراه الشيخ العثيمين كذلك, راجع يعني كتابه مثلا الشرح الممتع وغيره, راجع غيره كذلك من الكتب أهل الفقهاء, لأنه في هذه المسألة اختلف فيه أهل العلم. This issue with regards to the Sheikh, he said, يكفي عدل واحد من المسلمين. It's sufficient for an individual, one individual who's just, that witnesses the crescent. So everyone should take with his witnessing, his sighting, everyone should take with his sighting of the new moon. And the proof of that is the hadith where we just mentioned, where Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, he mentioned that the people were looking for the new moon. They were looking for the new moon. And he said, I informed the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I saw it. So then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he fasted and commanded all of the people to fast also. So this hadith is a sound, authentic hadith. هذا حديث ثابت. This is an authentic hadith. Hadith صحيح. It came in Sunan Abi Dawood. والشيخ, شيخ محمد بن حزام حفظه الله, he mentioned, this is the ruling regardless if the just, trustworthy individual, the just, trustworthy individual is from the men or from the women. Regardless if it's from the men or the women. All of them, their sighting is to be accepted. Their sighting should be accepted. And I mentioned, on a side note, that there is differences of opinion amongst the scholars regarding this matter. Some of the scholars, they mention that the woman, her witnessing of the moon should not be accepted, regardless if it is regarding the month of Ramadan, or other than it from the other months. And they mention because the sighting of the new moon in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was done by a man, as we mentioned the hadith of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. And because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there's a narration where he said, فَإِنْ شَهِدَ شَاهِدَانِ فَصُومُوا. He said, if إِنْ شَهِدَ شَاهِدَانِ مَا قَالَ شَاهِدَانِ مَا قَالَ شَاهِدَتَانِ وَلَكِنْ هَذَا لَيْسَ بِحُجَّةِ عَلَى أَنُّ لَا يَجُوزِ. However, this is not a strong proof upon the position that it is not permissible. And the proof with regards to the permissibility of accepting the sighting of a moon from a woman, as you would accept it from a just man or trustworthy man, you accept it from a trustworthy woman, is that this issue is khabr dini, this information regarding the deen. This is news, information regarding the deen. And in issues of the deen, information regarding the deen is there's no difference between the man and the woman. If they're both just people, they're both intelligent and trustworthy individuals, we take their information. If an individual is in the middle of the desert, and he wanted to pray his Salat al-Dhuhr, as an example, and he's facing the wrong direction, and a woman comes, drives by, or she's in the area from that location, and she sees an individual praying the wrong direction, and she knows that this is the wrong direction. She's from that town, from that village, and she tells, she says out loud, pray a little to the left, not towards the right. Should this man deny this information from this woman that's from the town, and he's not from the town, and she understands this issue? The issue of the Qibla is similar to the issue of Ramadan, sighting of the moon, the information with regard to Ramadan, is similar to the information with regards to this. If there's a sound hadith that a woman has, some knowledge that a woman has, her information is to be accepted just as the information that a man comes with. Any information, khabar dini, regardless if it is from a man or a woman, if they are just, it should be correct. They should accept it. Similar to the fact of the men and women in riwayat and narrations of hadith. We accept the narrations of women who are sound and they are trustworthy if they come with narration of a hadith. As we find, the Salaf al-Salih, they accepted a hadith, riwayat, from women who were udul. And the same goes with regards to witnessing the month of Ramadan. لِأَنَّ هَذَا خَبْر دِينِ هَذَا خَبْر دِينِ وَالرِّجَالَ النِّسَاءَ يَسْتَوِيَانِ فِي أَخْبَارِ دِينِيَّةِ نرجو أن هذا مفهوم. نعم. ثم قال الشيخ وكذلك إذا رأى الهلال أهل بلد لزم على بلدان المسلمين الأخرى أن يأخذوا بهذا القول إذا كان قد ثبت برؤية العدول. The Sheikh mentioned also, if the sighting of the crescent, the moon, of one land, if it was sighted in one land, if the people who are trustworthy sighted the moon and they're in one land, it's also upon those in other lands to accept it. The lands that come after it. كذلك إذا رأى الهلال أهل البلد لزم على بلدان المسلمين أخرى أن يأخذوا بهذا القول. If the people of justice, the people who are righteous and trustworthy, if they witnessed the crescent in one town, it is incumbent upon the Muslims in the towns that follow it, that are directly after it, that are after it, to follow suit and fast also. عليهم أن يأخذوا بهذا القول. It's upon them to take this position. إذا كان قد ثبت برؤية عدول. With this condition, that the sighting of the moon took place by people who are trustworthy. لأن المسلمين كلهم مخاطبون بذلك الأمر. صوموا لرؤيته وأفطروا برؤيته. صوموا لرؤيته وأفطروا لرؤيته. أخرجوا الإمام أحمد. He said, because all of the Muslims, they are addressed in this commandment from the Prophet ﷺ, where he said, fast, all of you all fast, with its sighting, and all of you all break your fast with the sighting. This hadith came in Musnad Imam Ahmad. نعم. ونذكر شيئا مهم. نذكر شيئا مهم متعلق برؤية العدول. لأن الشيخ قال إذا كان قد ثبت برؤية العدول. ما معنى رؤية العدول What is the meaning of the sighting taking place by trustworthy individuals? هذا هو شرط أن الرواية تكون من العدول والشاهد العدل هو لا يكون إلا من المسلمين الصالحين. The sighting of the moon, this is a condition of accepting the sighting of the moon, that it's accepted by a trustworthy, sound individual. And this is from the Muslims. This is a witness who is just, a witness that is trustworthy, is a Muslim who understands the proper means to seek the ru'ya. He's looking at it with his naked eye, or he's seeking it in a professional way, and he's trustworthy. من المسلمين الصالحين, from the righteous Muslims, لا من ناسا, لأن كثير من الناس يقبلون الرؤى من ناسا. A lot of Muslims in this day and time, you find them taking importance with NASA, NASA. الذين لم يتعلموا أمور الدين وما عندهم صدق والأمانة ويعتمدون على العلوم والتكنولوجيا يعتمدون على يعني غير توفيق الله عز وجل على غير الدين ما عندهم علوم الشرع. These individuals from NASA, individuals, non-Muslims, and people who take importance with technology and science, and some of these things are some of these issues do not coincide with the beliefs of the Muslims. And someone, a scientist, may take a position. And some of the Muslims, they follow suit. They say, NASA says that the new moon will be sighted such and such day, in such and such week. And the people take their statement. وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ لَا يَعْرِفُونَ مَصَالِحَ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَالْمُسْلِمُونَ يَعْتَمِدُونَ عَلَىٰ أَقْوَالِهِمْ وَبَعْضَ أَقْوَالِهِمْ فِيهَا جُرْ فِيهَا جُورْ وَفِيهَا يعني إثم فيها يعني غش بعض أخبارهم فيها غش. Some of the news that people who are astrologers come with, or astronauts, or people who study the sciences and study the stars and study the way that the earth, the orbit moves, some of them come with trickery, some of them cannot be trusted. And some of the Muslims, they depend on NASA too much, rather than depending on the Muslims. They trust NASA more than they trust the Muslim governments, who specialize year after year, generation after generation, in seeking out the new moon for the month of Ramadan. يقول الله عز وجل يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن جاءكم فاسق بنبأ فتبينوا أن تصيبوا قوما بجهالة فَتُصْبِحُ عَلَى مَا فَعَلْتُمْ نَادِمِينَ. الله عز وجل يأمرنا جاءكم فاسق بنبأ فتبينوا, بمعنى فتثبتوا. الفاسق هو الذي لا يعبد ربه ويعصي الله عز وجل ويشرك بالله, هذا هو الفاسق. ونعتمد على أقوالهم وآرائهم لا يصلح. فلذلك, وهذا خبر عن يعني إقبال رمضان, على أن رمضان على الأبواب, فكيف نعتمد على أقوال ناسا في دخول شهر رمضان مبارك. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has legislated that we take information from trustworthy sources. And some individuals, they depend on NASA too much with regards to the news and the information that they get. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed us with regards to individuals who have bad deeds, who are evil. If they come with news, how should we deal with it? How should we deal with the news that comes from individuals who are in sin? A fasiq is an individual who is a sinner. An individual who does the worst of sins, which is committing shirk. That's the worst of sins. In the shirk la zulmun azim. Verily, shirk is the worst of zulm. The worst of oppressing. The worst of sins. And some Muslims, they depend too much on the technology of astronauts or individuals who study the stars or individuals who claim to have knowledge of the changing of the weather and the movement of the orbits and information regarding the moon. They trust them more than they trust the Muslims. It's sad. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us how we should deal with the news from the fasiq. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, in ja'akum fasiqun binaba'in fatabayyanu. In ja'akum fasiqun binaba'in fatabayyanu. Allah says, O you who believe, if a fasiq comes to you with news, fatabayyanu, then confirm it. Investigate it. Find out if it's true or if it's false. فَتَبَيَّنُوا. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَن تُصِيبُوا قَوْمًا بِجَهَالَةٍ lest you, yani, أَن تُصِيبُوا قَوْمًا بِجَهَالَةٍ lest you should harm people in ignorance. بِجَهَالَةٍ فَتُصْبِهُوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلْتُمْ نَادِمِينَ. And afterwards you become regretful. Harming the Muslims, causing confusion. Some Muslims starting Ramadan this day, some starting in another. The brothers and sisters, the Muslims should be united upon one qawl. And it's sad on a yearly basis. Sana ba'da sana, al-Muslimun. Yani, yakhtalifun fi aqwalihim. Yakhtalifun fi ara'ihim. Yakhtalifun fi kulli shay. Wallahu azza wa jal ya'muruna. Wa'tasimu bihablillahi jami'a. وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Muslims every year, they're deferring in every matter. Deferring in when the month of Ramadan starts, deferring when it ends, deferring when what's correct, what's incorrect. Allah commands us, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Hold on, all of you, to the rope of Allah collectively. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. And do not divide amongst yourselves. نعم فقال إذا رأوا الهلال في الشرق فإنه لابد أن يرى أيضا في البلدان الغربية. The Shaykh, he mentioned, if the hilal, the crescent, is seen in the east, then there's no doubt it must be seen also in the lands west of it. لأنها بعد مطلع البلدة. بعد مطلع البلدة الأولى. Why? Because it comes up in the east. Sunlight takes place in the east prior to the west. The sun comes up and the sun goes down in the east prior to the west. And everything after it, everything after the east takes place, follows suit after the east. The west follows suit after the east. وهكذا كلها كانت بلدة غربا فلا شك أن الرؤية تشملها. And similar to that, every land that comes after it, it follows suit after the land that comes before it. If the people in the Muslim world, they witness the new moon and they announced the new moon, they announced the crescent, they announced the beginning of Ramadan, it's not for the people in the West. They say, no, 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 we haven't seen it here. We're going to start the day after. Bayislah. This is not correct. آخر مسألة. هل تشترط النية للصوم؟ هل تشترط النية بالصوم? The last issue that we'll deal with tonight, inshallah, is Is the niyyah condition, is the intentions conditional with fasting? Is the intentions conditional with fasting? Meaning, before you start fasting, is it a must that you have the intentions for fasting? هل النية شرط؟ هل النية شرط للصوم قبل أن تصوم؟ هل تشترط النية؟ هل يشترط النية قبل الصوم؟ هذه هي المسألة. Is it a condition to have the intention of fasting prior to starting? قال الشيخ لا يصح الصوم إلا بالنية سواء كان فرضا أو تطوعا. الشيخ mentioned that fasting is not correct except with the niyyah. Regardless if it is the fasting which is incumbent, meaning the fasting of Ramadan is an example, or the fast is tatawu'an, the fast that is subrogatory, mentioned, meaning optional, meaning sunnah, highly recommended. You have the fasting which is fard, which is obligatory, as Ramadan is, and then you have the fasting which is highly recommended, such as the fasting of the individual who likes to fast Mondays and Thursdays, or the individual who likes to fast every other day, yani Sawm Dawood, the fasting of Dawood alayhi salam, or the individual who is Azubi, individual who is, you know, single and he wants to fast. هذا تطوع. This means يعني optional. The fasting which is highly recommended. It is incumbent that every fast has a niyyah. لأن من شروط العبادة النية. من شروط العبادة النية. كل عبادات لابد أن تكون مسبوقة به أن تكون مسبوقة بنية وكذلك المتابعة العبادة لها شرطان النية والشرط الثاني المتابعة كما هو معلوم من كتب أهل العلم. The Shaykh, he mentioned that it is a must that the niyyah is there. As the niyyah, the intention, niyyah means intention. The niyyah, the intention is conditional for every act of worship. For every act of worship, the niyyah must be there. As the ulama had mentioned, and there's plenty of proof from the Quran and Sunnah with regards to this matter, that every act of worship has two conditions. For one, the niyyah, the intention. And for two, meaning the intention, لله. ما معنى النية؟ النية تكون خالصة لله عز وجل. خالصة لله. لا لسمعة ولا رياء ولا لغير ذلك. يعني النية لله بمعنى بالإخلاص. بإخلاص النية. Meaning the condition, the first condition is that the niyyah must be purely for the sake of Allah, for every act of worship. And the second condition of worship being accepted is that the deed is done based on the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثم قال الشيخ لقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إنما الأعمال بالنيات. هذا حديث متفق عليه عن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه. And he said the proof with regards to the niyyah, the intention, being obligatory, regardless if it is the fast which is obligatory, meaning Sawm Ramadan, or the fasting which is highly recommended, you must have intention. And he mentioned this hadith, very famous hadith, where the Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Verily, deeds are solely based on intention. This hadith came in Bukhari and Muslim on the authority of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. فَقَالَ الشَّيْخُ وَبِشَأْنِ صَوْمِ الْفَرْضِ فَعَلَيْهِ أَنْ يُبَيِّتَ النِّيَّةِ مِنْ قَبْلِ طُلُوعِ الْفَجْرِ. As far as with the fasting, which is obligatory. The Sheikh, he mentioned it is incumbent upon the person who is fasting to make his intention, to start his intention before the start of Salat al-Fajr. The night before Salat al-Fajr. لقوله تعالى وَكُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَكُمُ الْخَيْطُ الْأَبْيَضُ مِنَ الْخَيْطِ الْأَسْوَدِ مِنَ الْفَجْرِ ثُمَّ أَتِمُّ الصِّيَامَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ. The Shaykh, he mentioned the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as proof regarding the obligation of the fast, the niyyah being a person who wants to fast, the niyyah being with him the night prior to him fasting or before the starting of Fajr. And he mentioned the statement, وَكُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَكُمُ الْخَيْطُ الْأَبْيَضُ. He said, eat and drink until the white thread, meaning the light of Fajr, is made clearly distinct. يعني يَتَبَيَّنَ لَكُمُ الْخَيْطُ الْأَبْيَضُ مِنَ الْخَيْطِ الْأَسْوَدُ. The white thread is clearly distinct from the black thread, meaning the darkness of night. ثُمَّ أَتِمُّ الصِّيَامِ. Said then, complete the fasting. أَتِمُّ الصِّيَامِ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ. Complete the fasting until night. Complete the fasting until night, meaning until Maghrib. Until the Adhan of Salat al-Maghrib. في صحيح مسلم هذا حديث. طيب ذكر الشيخ في صحيح مسلم عن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهذا حديث الذي يذكر قال ننظر في الصفحة التي قبلها. We look at the ending of this first page that we're just reading. He said وأما في النفل فتصح النية في النهار. She said as far as with the fasting which is nafil, meaning tatawwu', which is the fasting which is highly recommended, he said then it's permissible for his niyyah to take place in the morning. But tasihhu niyyatu fin nahar, the niyyah is sound, it's correct, even if it takes place in the morning. فقد ثبت في صحيح مسلم عن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هل عندكم شيء فقلنا لا قال فإني إذن صائما فإني إذن صائم. There's a hadith that came in Sahih Muslim on the authority of Aisha رضي الله عنها, where she mentioned that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said to her, هل عندكم شيء؟ Do you all have anything? Meaning شيء من الطعام. فقلنا لا. And he said, we said no. قال فإني إذن صائم. He said then, since you don't have anything for to eat, then I will fast. Then verily I am fasting. Meaning from that moment. فصام عليه الصلاة والسلام وعزم على الصيام من حينه. يعني النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فصام من تلك اللحظة لما أخبروه بأن ليس هناك شيء. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فإني إذن صائم. فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صام. يعني وعزم على صيام حينه. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he was told that there is no food to eat, he started fasting from that moment. قال الشيخ ويجوز للمسلم أن ينوي نية شاملة لرمضان كاملة. And he mentioned it is permissible for the Muslim to make his intention for the whole month of Ramadan. and one moment, meaning he makes his niyyah in the beginning of Ramadan, he doesn't make his niyyah every day for the month of Ramadan, every day for the month of Ramadan, and making his niyyah the night before. No, during the month of Ramadan, it's permissible for the Muslim to make his niyyah shamila. And he's making his niyyah, to cover the whole month of Ramadan. For the whole month of Ramadan. مَا لَمْ يَقْطَعْهَا بِسَفَرٍ أَوْ مَرَضٍ. As long as he does not stop his fast for some type of illness, for some type of travel, or some type of illness, if he fasts his month, and he makes his niyyah at the beginning of the month, he can continue with this same niyyah, with the same intention, until the end of the month. He can continue with the same intention from the beginning of the month till the end of the month. But if he was to get sick, or if he was to travel, or something caused him to have to break his fast, then he renews his niyyah. He renews his intention. فَيَلْزِمُهُ تَجْدِيدِ النِّيَّةِ إِذَا قَطَعَ يعني صَوْمَهُ بِسَبَبْ مَرَضٍ أَوْ غَيْرِ ذَلِكَ فَيَلْزِمُهُ تَجْدِيدُ النِّيَّةِ. If he breaks it for any legislated reason, then it's a must that he renews his intention from that day that he begins to start back. وَلَا شَكَّ أَنَّ كُلَّ مُسْلِمٍ يَسْتَصْحَبُ النِّيَّةِ فَإِنَّهُ إِذَا قَامَ إِلَى سُحُورِهِ فَإِنَّ النِّيَّةَ مُسْتَصْحَبَةٌ بِأَعْمَالِهِ. Anyways, the Shaykh mentioned there's no doubt that every Muslim, he does certain actions which shows an effort or shows his intention of fasting. As an example, if an individual gets up for suhoor, no doubt he has retained his niyyah for fasting. He has retained his niyyah for fasting if he gets up for suhoor. So these are signs that an individual intends to fast by getting up for suhoor, or making sure in the night before he drinks plenty of liquid. And some mention if you eat bananas the day before or the night before, it helps with not being thirsty. Na'am. If he does certain deeds, certain actions, these certain actions he does the day before or the night before, or before Fajr, these are signs that he intends to fast. And niyyah, wa niyyah laysa bil lisan. And niyyah laysa bil lisan. التلفظ بالنية بدعة. النية النية من القلب. عندما تنوي شيئا تنويه من قلبك. ولا تتلفظ بنية. أن تقول أنا سأصوم غدا بإذن الله تعالى من طلوع الفجر إلى مغرب لله عز وجل ولا أشرك به شيئا. لا ينبغي من ذلك. الذي يفعل هذا فيبتدع في دين الله، لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لم يتلفظ بنيته، والصحابة الكرام كذلك لم يتلفظ بنيتهم، لا في الصوم ولا في الصلاة ولا في سائر العبادات. تلفظ بالنية بدعة. If an individual intends to fast, he is not to pronounce his intention on his tongue. He's not to pronounce his intention with his tongue. Rather, the intention is with the heart. You find some individuals, they may say out of ignorance, I intend to fast tomorrow for the sake of Allah between Fajr and the Maghrib. I would do it for the sake of Allah without having any associating and partners with Allah. Fi sabilillah. No, this is not necessary. Whoever pronounces their intention in speech, then they should know this is innovation. The Prophet ﷺ, he did not pronounce his niyyah with his tongue, nor did the Sahaba, nor did the three generations after the time of the Sahaba. This is an innovation. وَكُلُّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ وَكُلُّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ وَكُلُّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. We know that every innovation is going astray, and every astray is in the hellfire. There's no need to pronounce the niyyah, not in acts of fasting, nor in prayer. Somebody say, I'm facing the Qibla, about to pray Salat Asr, fi sabilillah, in this masjid. Pronouncing the niyyah, even for the salawat or any other act, is not legislated. So this is very important. Whoever innovates a matter in this deen, then it is rejected. As the Prophet ﷺ said, من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس منه فهو رد. Hadith Aisha رضي الله عنها. And متفق عليه. Prophet ﷺ, he said, whoever innovates a matter in this religion of ours, it is rejected. فإنه إذا أكل وتسحر فهو في عزمه الصوم من الغد. Individual, if he makes his suhoor and he prepares for salah after he's ate his suhoor, this is no doubt that he has made his preparation for fasting and he intends to fast. نسأل الله عز وجل لنا ولكم التوفيق والسداد والحمد لله رب العالمين. بارك الله فيكم وجزاكم الله خيرا.